CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Eye on the sunspots. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, also keeps an eye on our favorite sun, that would be our solar system, and sunspots. Bob, they've returned. Did they ever really go away?
No, they never went away. We are in the ramp up to solar maximum right now. Solar minimum was around 2020. And so even a little before that. And so the sun is beginning to get steadily more active on a monthly basis. What did happen, though, is that in August, there was a drop in the number of sunspots. It had been steadily been going up. There was a slight drop. But that was compensated for greatly by the activity in September. I do this every month. I post a NOAA graph with context added to show the ongoing solar cycle. And what seems to be happening now, in the previous two cycles, when we went from minimum to maximum sunspot activity over an 11-year period, the previous two cycles were significantly less active than predicted, significantly less active. And there have been lots of predictions about what's going to happen next, from having a grand minimum, there would be no sunspots at all, to NOAA's panel of experts who came up with a mid-range weak minimum predicted, and then one or two outliers who are predicting that this is going to be a very powerful maximum. They are the dissenters in the science, solar science community. Well, everything the sun's been doing since minimum ended in 2020 is fitting in with the dissenters. The activity continues to be well above the prediction of NOAA's panel, the weak minimum, a weak maximum. And this happened in September. We had more sunspots in this September, the most since 2016, when the previous solar cycle was ramping down. And so it does look like, if one, we're not going to have a grand minimum, which is kind of a shame, because a grand minimum would have really told us a lot more about how the sun functions and its influence on the Earth. But putting that aside, we're definitely not going to have that. We are going to have a solar maximum, and right now it looks like it's going to be much more powerful than predicted, John, and that's going to be interesting.
Beppe Colombo, who sounds like a man who owns a dance salon on Coney Island. What is Beppe Colombo?
Beppe Colombo is a dual orbiter mission. It's got two different orbiters of Mercury attached to each other, launched on one launch. One is a European orbiter and the other is a Japanese orbiter. And they're planning to go to Mercury and get into orbit around Mercury in 2025 and have complementary orbits so that they can, you know, kind of like 2 and 2 equals 6. They can provide better information about Mercury, by having two different observers at the same time. So it's a dual mission. It's still connected together. It won't separate until they go into orbit. And in order to get to Mercury, they've got to do a bunch of flybys of the Earth and Venus. They've done those. And now this past weekend, they completed their first flyby of Mercury. This allowed them to take their first pictures of Mercury. I've got one up on Behind the Black. These are not high-resolution images. These are taken by engineering cameras that are designed to monitor the spacecraft itself. But nonetheless, it does prove the spacecraft is pointing accurately and under control, and it means things are working very well. They have the next flyby of Mercury will occur in June, and there's four more beyond that until they arrive in 2025, John.
I see there are certain craters that have names already, Calvino, Radaki Plains, Lermontov, all those other craters yet to be named. Is that correct, Bob? All that stuff?
Well, I would say that I don't know how many are named here, but a large percentage have probably been named. They're just pointing out some of the bigger ones that have names. I'm sure a lot more have been given names. When MESSENGER orbited Mercury, I'm sure they named a lot of things that are just not shown
up. It's heavily pockmarked with craters, similar to what you see on the surface of the moon. It also looks like solid iron. Who knows what it is? Finally, Bob, Martian slope streaks, more mystery or glaciers?
This is a mystery. There's none to do with glaciers either. This isn't a dry equatorial region. Slope streaks on Mars are not seasonal. They appear, they look like avalanches from a distance, but they change the topography not at all. So it's not an avalanche. It's some form of stain on the surface that flows down a slope in the dry regions of Mars, the equatorial regions. And this particular picture I have illustrates how a certain section of Mars, the avalanche, lava plains north of Olympus Mons have a lot of slope streaks. And they do not know what causes them. They are definitely a unique phenomenon for Mars alone. They don't happen on Earth. We do not yet understand what is going on here.
A mystery on the surface of Mars, thanks to Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.